This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. For the last several weeks, a comet has been visible in the sky, if you've known where to look with your binoculars. Joining us to talk about it is Dr. Michael West, director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. Welcome.
Hi, Steve. Thanks very much.
Dr. West, the comet is named Lovejoy, and it is green. Tell us about its name and whether this is an unusual color.
Yes, it was discovered in August of last year by an Australian comet hunter whose name is Terry Lovejoy, so that's the origin of the name. It's actually the fifth comet that he's discovered over the years. And the greenish color it's not so unusual for a comet. I mean, comets are like people. They share certain similarities, but each one's an individual. So some comets will be greener than others. This one's pretty green at the moment. And that green color comes from carbon molecules that are sort of evaporating off of the comet as it gets warmed by the sun, and the sunlight causes those molecules to glow a kind of greenish color.
So how long has it been visible?
It's coming in an orbit so that Southern Hemisphere viewers had a clear view for the last few months, but now just recently it's crossed into the northern skies, and so now that's why we can see it here in the Cape and Islands, and it will continue going north over the next few months. But it's at its peak brightness right about now, and so now is sort of the ideal time to see it because it will start to fade in the coming weeks.
And is this something we can see with our naked eyes, or do we need binoculars or telescope?
You can, in principle, see it with your naked eye. It's pretty challenging. You really need to be in a dark site with no light pollution and no moon, which, again, is why, you know, there's no interference from moonlight at the moment, so it's a good time to look for it. But it's quite hard to see. I mean, it's kind of barely on the edge of perceptibility to the naked eye. But even with a pair of binoculars, you'll really see it. You'll see looks like a big, puffy, fuzzy star, probably mostly grayish in color. But if conditions are good and you have good eyesight, you might actually see a sort of greenish glow to it as well.
So it looks like the forecast for the weekend may bring us a couple of nights where we'll be able to go outside and look for this. Can you tell us where to look?
Some of the constellations in the sky are really good pointers to finding it. There's the well-known winter constellation of Orion, the Hunter, and it's recognizable by three stars that make up its belt. And near that is a clump of stars called the Pleiades, the Seven Sisters. And it's actually quite close to the Pleiades right now. But it helps to have a star map where you could actually find a specific location in the sky because it changes from night to night as the comet moves around the sun. So there's several websites where you can get really excellent sky maps to help find the comet, places like universetoday.com, skyandtelescope.com, even mariahmitchell.org. We've got a map on our website as well. And if you take that out, it'll give you a good idea of where to look. But these constellations, Orion and the clump of stars known as the Pleiades, are really conveniently placed as good markers to try and find the comet.
So how much longer will it be visible to us?
That's a good question. Again, it depends on the power of your binoculars and your telescope. In principle, this comet should be visible for the next, you know, few weeks, even months, if you had a powerful enough telescope. It orbits the sun currently once every 11,000 years. So it's on its way in. It will pass closest to the sun at the end of the month on January 30th, and then it will continue its voyage out into the outer solar system. It goes quite far out. Its orbit takes it as far as more than 1,000 times further away from the sun than the Earth is. It's way out past the orbit of Pluto. It's way out there. And so we can see it for the next few weeks. But again, it's going to be fading, and that's going to make it more challenging to see. So I would really say this week and next are probably the best times for people to see it because it's still bright, and the moon is not going to be up during the early part of the night to interfere by making the sky very bright. So it's kind of the best time is right now. Let's just pray for clear skies over the Cape and Islands.
Dr. Michael West of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks very much, Steve. My pleasure.